Okay, we're going to change the program again. The Jeff Tom was supposed to give the legislative governor's the legislative report on behalf of Governmental Affairs Committee. That we're doing a switch. Jeff's going to do that tomorrow afternoon. But what we're going to do now, as I understand, is that we're going to have reading of some of the Constitution and bylaws changes that will be read and then voted tomorrow. And then there will be some other Constitution and bylaws things tomorrow that will be read and voted on at the next convention. So I'm going to turn it over to Gabe right now, as the chair of the Constitution and Bylaws Committee.
All right. There I am. Thank you, Gene. And as Gene said, I have about seven, I think, constitutional amendments that we are doing a first reading on, because in order to vote on these at one convention, we have to do a first reading one day, and then a second with no discussion, and then a second reading the next day with discussion and voting. So here comes the first reading of several items. The first item that I'm going to be reading is Article 4, and it's with the Newell Perry Endowment Trust. The current language, Section 4.9, the trustees shall prepare an annual report to the membership at the council's annual fall convention. The actions that we're taking are to delete the first reference to annual, delete the word fall. So the proposed language is Section 4.9. The trustees shall prepare a report to the membership at the council's annual convention. The next item I have is Article Number 5, dealing with meetings. The current language, there shall be a regularly scheduled meeting of the California Council of the Blind annually, the time and place to be fixed in advance by the president or the convention. Actions, replace president or the convention with board of directors. So the proposed language is Section 5.1. There shall be a regularly scheduled meeting of the California Council of the Blind annually, the time and place to be fixed in advance by the board of directors. Let me get down to my next item. Okay, the next item I have is Article 11, Board of Directors duties. Current language, Section 11.11, on or before January 1 of each year, the treasurer shall notify all affiliated organizations, sustaining members, and members at large of the annual dues owed by them to the council. The treasurer shall prepare a list of paid-up members to be given to the president at least 45 days in advance of the regularly scheduled spring convention. Members may submit amendments to the list to the treasurer up to 30 days prior to the regularly scheduled fall convention. Action, delete the last two sentences. That is, the treasurer shall prepare a list of paid-up members to be given to the president at least 45 days in advance of the regularly scheduled spring convention. Members may submit amendments to the list to the treasurer up to 30 days prior to the regularly scheduled fall convention and replace them with a single sentence that is, the treasurer shall prepare a list of paid members to be given to the president by February 15th. So, the proposed language will be Section 11.11. On or before January 1 of each year, the treasurer shall notify all affiliated organizations, sustaining members, and members at large of the annual dues owed by them to the council. The treasurer shall prepare a list of paid members to be given to the president by February 15th. The next item I have is Article 11, Board of Directors' Duties. The current language is Section 11.12. The treasurer shall report the council's annual financial position to the council membership assembled at each fall convention. The treasurer shall also provide reports of the council's current financial affairs to the president or to the council within 30 days after receipt of a written request thereof by the president or the board of directors. Action: delete the word fall. Proposed language, Section 11.12, the treasurer shall report the council's annual financial position to the council membership assembled at each convention. The treasurer shall also provide reports of the council's current financial affairs to the president or to the council within 30 days after receipt of a written request thereof by the president or the board of directors. And I believe this is the last item I have to read tonight. Current language is Section 14.1. Dues shall be paid on a calendar year basis and shall, if unpaid, be deemed delinquent on or after March 1st of the year due. Actions: delete March 1st and replace with February 15th. Proposed language, Section 14.1. Dues shall be paid on a calendar year basis and shall, if unpaid, be deemed delinquent on or after February 15th of the year due. And that concludes the first reading of the amendments, and we will be back to do a second reading tomorrow. I now turn back over to Gene. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Gabe. And again, tomorrow afternoon, we hear the Jeff Toms legislative report, and there will then be discussion on the Constitution and bylaws changes that Gabe just read, and then there'll be another reading of other bylaws, the first reading, to be discussed and voted on at the fall conference convention.